News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in to Final Act today. One thing that's coming up on the ballot you'll see on Election Day on April 6th is the public safety referendum in the city of Final Act. $1.3 million referendum to add staffing to both the city police and city fire departments. And we are pleased to be joined by both Chief Bill Lamb with the Final Act Police Department and Chief Pete O'Leary with Final Act Fire and Rescue. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having
us. Good morning, Spencer.
Thank
you. So let's
jump right in We had you on, I think it was last summer. Everything seems to be a blur lately with how things have gone. But we talked about this, kind of laid the framework, and now it is going officially to a referendum on April 6th with Election Day. So let's just give the basic background again. What are each of your departments asking for as part of this referendum? And explain your current staffing situations, because we mentioned we're going to be adding staffing if this does go through with this funding. Chief Lamb, we'll start with you. Tell us your perspective, your current staffing situation, and go into why a referendum like this is necessary for your department.
Yes, so our staffing level for our patrol division is 50 individuals. 41 of them are patrol officers. This referendum is about adding 6 patrol officers specifically for the patrol division. And so a net effect of an increase of 2 officers per each of the 3 shifts, or more specifically, the way we'll be deploying them, if this is approved by the voters, is all 6 will be infused into the schedule between 10-11 a.m. and 7-8 p.m., somewhere in that time frame. Those are our hours where we have peak calls for service. And certainly we have other busy times, during other parts of the day, but that period of time most days is when we more times than not get put in a complete reactionary mode, and that is not an effective way to police. So that will be on average, because people's, between those 6, their days off, they'd have to have different sets of work groups, but it would have a net effect of about 2 or 3 officers each of those days during those peak volume hours. So when you consider that the staffing right now during those hours for patrol officers would be either 6 or 7 officers on, that increase of 2 or 3 is a pretty significant impact on our patrol schedule, and obviously would have a significant impact on our ability to keep up with the challenges and demands we face.
When you look at the staffing situation now, it really hasn't changed much, if at all. In fact, if I recall right, you were telling me off the air, the number of officers has actually gone down in the last, 10 years or so? Is that correct?
We are staffed right now at, we are authorized 73 sworn. In 2010, we were 75 sworn. So our staffing has actually gone backwards, while our service demands and the challenges we face they've increased exponentially.
You were explaining to me just as how much society has changed. You talk about, the city changing in that period of time, but also society as a whole. Explain kind of what you were telling me off the air, if you could.
Yeah, you can most simply break this down by saying society has changed radically, in particular, relative to the law enforcement challenges that we face. It has changed radically. We have not. We cannot keep up. And, we do our best with what we have. But during, in particular, that period of time, but then 24/7, 365, the types of challenges that we face, you can no longer safely do with one officer what we, 10, 20 years ago. You could have one officer deal with a lot of the stuff that now we need 2 or 3. And so that's not something that we're doing. I mean, we're an accredited agency, and a really good one at that. But again, it comes down to the available resources on hand. And again, society has changed. We have not, and we need the extra help to be able to keep up with the challenges that are coming at us.
You talk about being proactive versus reactive. I know Assistant Chief Klein gave an interview to another media outlet, and that's an important thing you just brought up too. Explain the difference in terms of the police department and responding to calls. Obviously, you want to be proactive as opposed to reactive, right?
Yeah. When you are in a reactive mode, you are not effectively policing, because what that otherwise means is that you are running from call to call to call to call. And essentially, pardon the pun with my partner sitting here next to me, but we're putting out fires, right? That is not an effective way to police. We need to be able to, and the public expects us to be able to spend time in neighborhoods where there's concerns about drug trafficking. They expect us to be able to spend time in the city's parks to maintain quality of life so that they're great places for people to take their kids. They expect us to be able to proactively work some traffic on a street where there are, concerns with crashes or speeding, et cetera. When we are running from call to call to call, and many of them very serious calls, things that we can't put on hold, our ability to go do those proactive policing things in the community is absolutely gone.
Let's transition to Chief O'Leary here. And Chief, obviously with this referendum, it would add 6 additional firefighter paramedics, if I'm not mistaken. Explain the need for that in your department and what that would mean in the grand scheme of things for the services you're able to provide the community.
Sure. You know, it's a question we get asked a lot. It's like, well, how busy are you? And statistically, we can look and see our call volume over the last several years going up at a rate of about 5% a year. And it got to be a question about sustainability and how many times, you know, can we afford to take a fire engine out of service or two in order to, you know, staff an extra ambulance. You know, when it's 100 times in a year, that's what, going once every 3 days, basically, we're having to do that. It puts a certain, you know, risk to our community because, you know, let's just say, like, we're taping this, and the day before we were across the street at the A&W, they had a fire on the roof. Well, if we have all three of our ambulances out on calls, that's 6 people, and we have, you know, if our minimum staffing is 17, you know, do the math. Now we got 11 people to do the work that we normally have 17 for. And then we have to also be responsive for future calls. So, you know, during some of these times, we end up calling, you know, North Fond du Lac to come and help us. They're getting busier with, you know, with their ambulance service. But our firefighters are paramedics. They're cross-trained. So, you know, we get the best of both worlds to the degree that we have, you know, if it's a fire call, we have those members that are on an ambulance. And some of them, you know, perform firefighting duties. They don't just, you know, aren't do just medical stuff. And then vice versa, we have advanced life support equipment and the technology and the people on the fire engines that they can go to an ambulance call sometimes and then do paramedic work. But we do have to have a transport vehicle. And so we found how many times that we are going to continue to be shorthanded, where we're, you know, we're taking robbing Peter to pay Paul. And that number continues to rise. So in order to, you know, not only meet what our demands are today, but be try to, you know, get ahead of it a little bit for the future. This is a necessity for us. As Chief Lamb and I've said before, even on, I think on this show, this is well beyond a want. This is a need. It's a need for this community. It's a need for our people, the people that we work with every day, the firefighters, the police officers. It's our job as our chiefs of our departments to advocate for them. And that's what we're doing. We're advocating for them, but we're also advocating for the public. And we work really hard to get to a point where we get the city council, majority of the city council, to agree to put this on the ballot. And what we need now is we need the public support. They continue to support us the way they always do, and give us the opportunity to in April to get, you know, a vote to so that we can get more people on the job. I mean, we certainly, Bill Lamb and I are both members of this community. We are affected the same way by a tax increase that anybody else is. We understand what that magnitude is and how much that means to people, but we're the advocates. We're trying to, you know, our best to bring our agencies staffing-wise where they need to be so that we can continue to provide the level and quality of services that the people in this community not only expect of us, but they deserve it as well.
You talk about staffing levels. We talked about Chief Lamb's staffing level and how it's actually gone down a little bit. I understand yours has pretty much stayed stagnant for, what, 20 plus years?
Yeah, it has. And there's been no addition there. In fact, I think it's gone backwards in some ways. And again, you know, we understand, you know, we had some tough years. You know, we all did. We had went through a recession since I've been here in the 12 years. And certainly that's tough stuff. We get that. You know, we really understand that. But, you know, if we don't make the tough decisions to add the staffing now, when will it be? Mm-hmm. What will it be? And what can we continue to go to the well and demand of the people that we work with every day to continue to do more and more and more? And you know, that's how people get burned out. You know, one of our city council members, there's probably more, but one of them is very outspoken about her worry that the mental wellness of our police officers and firefighters is compromised because of the call volume. And I appreciate that. Bill Lamb appreciates that as well. But we certainly, and we're not complaining. We're at a point in our agencies where we need to make that tough decision. And we were going to do this a year, you know, we were going to do this last year, but because of the pandemic, we said, hey, let's hit the pause button here because we know people are really hurting right now. And, you know, we were going to do this back in November, but we decided, you know, as a city to wait. And the time is never going to be great. It just won't. We need to get something done now.
It goes without saying for both of you, from a leadership perspective, the last thing you want to see, Chief O'Leary, is, you know, your firefighter paramedics getting strained, you know, with calls that they can't respond to or can't respond effectively to. And Chief Lamb, you would feel the same too, obviously, correct?
Yeah, there has never been a time in the history of this profession, at least that I'm aware of, where there's such an importance on proper work-life balance. And so when we are using overtime day after day after day after day, meet just strictly minimum staffing levels, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Now, above and beyond that, the demands during the call, you know, when you're being asked, when you're being pushed by the prevalence or the pervasiveness of these really serious calls for service that include the fentanyl related, the overdoses and the gun violence calls and the extreme mental illness crisis calls that we have to respond to minute after minute after minute, day after day after day. If we don't have enough resources to have our people, you know, put our people in a position to be able to effectively deal with those things and have the resources available to do a really difficult job, that takes a serious toll on the well-being of our people. And that's a serious concern for any chief.
I want to close here and give both of you the opportunity to speak directly to the public, to the listeners. It's kind of a two-part question. A, why should they support this? And B, if maybe they're on the fence in voting in support of this, your message to those people that might be, well, I'm not quite sure about this. I'll start with Chief O'Leary. Your message to the people, why should they support this? And B, to the people who might be on the fence.
Sure. I would say somebody's question, I look at our work record. I look at what we do for this community, and not just answer 911 calls, our presence in this community, what we've done to earn their respect and their support. It's not something I would ask for lightly. And if I didn't think that the men and women that make up not only fire rescue, but our police department weren't of the caliber, they weren't worth it, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you about it. I couldn't do it. But I know as a citizen, as a person that, you know, is in this community, that I know the caliber of the people that work across the aisle in the police department. And I certainly know the work ethic and the way the firefighters and paramedics face the demands they see every day. And I'm here to advocate for them. And I hope that people in this community will, if they're thinking about that, think about what they see. See about what they see about the people in our community, how they see us outside of this job, and say, you know, can I support you? Can I continue to support you so that you can continue to protect me? Because when the call comes, and you know, most people never call 911. Believe it or not, most people will go through the whole life and not ever call. But when you call, you want people to come, and you want them to be qualified, and you want them to be competent, and you want them to be quick. And if you do that, if you support this referendum, you will continue to give us that ability to provide that level of service that you not only expect, but you deserve.
Chief Lamb?
Thank you. And so, obviously, echo Chief O'Leary's sentiments. And I'll just circle back to a point that I shared before, and that being the changes and the challenges that we are facing have grown to the point that we can no longer keep up. Our job, Chief O'Leary's, and my responsibility is to provide the absolute best public safety services that we can with the resources that are available. Our message is plain and simply, has been and remains plain and simply, that we can no longer keep up with the challenges and the demands that we're facing, and we need the extra help. We've made that case to the City Council. The City Council has obviously approved by a majority to move forward with this particular direction. We are pleased that the city is listening as a whole, that the City Council's listened to us, the City Manager, that everybody has listened to us. And, you know, the support for this has been, as far as I can tell, pretty overwhelmingly positive and understanding of it. And so, again, it's we're pleased that the city is moving forward as a whole with this conversation, and because both police and fire, we got to get our people some extra help.
Very good. Chief Bill Lamb, Fond du Lac Police, and Chief Peter O'Leary from Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, thank you so much for coming in. I'm sure we'll talk again before April 6th.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Spencer.